This is a remarkable sort of measure of how the world has turned, that a nostalgic product of apartheid South Africa, Elon Musk, whose grandparents moved there after the Second World War. They were in the Canadian Nazi Party, his maternal grandparents. They moved to apartheid South Africa to be with people with whom they felt at home, a family legacy that he's not repudiated. That his mother very much carries on. If you've sort of caught her at all on TV, she turns up both sides of the Atlantic. She's a alt-right sort of unapologetic exponent of what her son is also pushing, and his algorithm is also promoting on his social media site. And this is far-right politics, hatred of multiculturalism. What he said to the AfD rally that he addressed in that sort of Orwellian big screen, his face comes up and he says, "You should no longer feel guilt for what your grandparents or great grandparents did." It was very clear what he was talking about in a speech that attacks immigration and multiculturalism, the idea that different races cannot live together. This is not something we should just dismiss as the sort of bloviation or the trolling of a sort of Silicon Valley tycoon. This is the sort of shadow president of the United States, and Trump doesn't contradict him, and sometimes Trump echoes him and amplifies him, and vice versa. I cannot stress the newness of this, and the ominous, so the tone of menace to this is very real, and it's being noticed, all around the world, including in allied countries that thought they were allies of the United States and are now beginning to wonder.